Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yes, indeed. It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. And we're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote. You can also follow Rob and me on social media. Rob is at Rob Parker at FS1 on both Twitter and Instagram. I am at Chris_Broussard on Twitter. Chris Broussard, 68 on the gram. We got one of our favorites, Rod Woodson, the Hall of Fame defensive back and Super Bowl champion, coming up at the bottom of this hour. Also, it's a historic night. And I know Rob G, lifelong Raiders fan, is excited. You got the Las Vegas Raiders opening up their new Allegiant Stadium in Vegas against the New Orleans Saints starting any moment now. This is big, Rob.
Is it?
I mean, historically, I did dig the Raiders as a kid when they had, their whole image, and they were really good back then. Lester Hayes and George Atkinson, Jack Tatum, Cliff Branch. I did like the Raiders, but not as much as the Steelers. But they were a good team. I like
the only
back
thing
then.
I remember but was yeah, the Jets beating the Raiders in the playoffs and Lance Mell getting an interception to ice the game for the Jets.
When was that?
That might have been in the 80s. Was it 82?
Yeah, I don't even remember that.
Something like that. Yeah, they played the Raiders. They went out to Oakland and they had to beat them. And that was the year they got to the AFC Championship game against the Dolphins.
Okay.
Yeah. And,
okay.
And the Raiders. But I liked Al Davis. He was a crazy guy from New York who was an incredible inventor of just like theater and football. You know what I mean? And a part of the whole thing, and used to take the league to court all the time and beat Alvin Pete Rozelle, the commissioner. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So Al Davis is one of those characters in sports.
Yeah, he's kind of like a Mark Cuban. I mean, different personality, but you know what I mean? Like, kind of like that type of guy.
At
odds
anything.
With the commissioner. Right, right. All right, well, that's starting any moment now. But let's get to a game.
Who do you like in this game, real quick? Who do you like?
New Orleans.
Okay. Yeah.
And
mine
I'm sure you do,
four
too.
Four or five. Yeah, I do.
Even with points, I take New Orleans. Now, they're without Michael Thomas.
Yes.
But I still think they've got enough. And I hate to say it for Rob G, but... I'm not that high on the Raiders.
I talked to Rob G today. We were texting, and he's not he's conceding tonight. I know he would like a win, but he doesn't feel confident.
He knows. All right, anyway, Rob, Russell Wilson. Now, he's got the Seahawks at 2-0. They beat New England in a very good game. Very impressive performances by both quarterbacks, Russell Wilson for Seattle, and Cam Newton for New England. And, of course, the game ends at the goal line. Great defensive stand by the Seahawks. Cam Newton stuffed at the one-yard line. Although I thought on that last play he could have broke it outside and maybe gotten into the end zone. But whatever the case, he ran off tackle.
9 out of 10, he's going to get in, I mean, at the goal line.
Yeah, they really stuffed it well. But, yeah, in most cases, he'll get in on that. But anyway, Seattle is 2-0. And, Rob, Russell Wilson has been phenomenal. I mean, that's phenomenal, marvelous, remarkable, terrific, tremendous. Like, those are the types of words, and this is not an overstatement. Anybody who's watched him has to admit that. Check out these numbers in the two wins. 82.5% completion percentage. 82.5% completion percentage. And here's the thing. He's averaging like 10 yards per attempt. So it's not just like he's dinking and dunking. And then he's thrown for 610 yards, over 300 a game, 9 touchdowns, 1 pick in the first 2 games. And look, we talked about it last week. I didn't use the word underrated like Bill Belichick. I use underappreciated. But we both agree he's terrific and, you know, never has gotten an MVP vote. And Rob, right now, I know it's early. Gosh, it's 1/8 of the way through the season. But right now, he will be the MVP. And so he's off to a great start. You know, we'll see if he keeps it up. But our buddy, Colin Cowherd, of obviously the Herd Show fame, here's Colin on Russell Wilson.
And then there's Russell Wilson, who is now 3-1 against New England, should be 4-0, 66% completion percentage, 13 TDs, 2 picks, and 131 passer rating. And he's getting better each time he plays him. He's won the war against Bill. He's better than Bill's coaching. Russell Wilson's the best football player in the world. Lamar's more dynamic athletically. Patrick Mahomes is maybe flashier with a better arm. Russell Wilson went after the best coach in the game and the best corner last night, Stephon Gilmore, and he went right at him. He went right after their best corner. Everybody passes away from Stephon Gilmore. Everybody moves to the other side. Russell goes, I'm going right at you.
He did attack Gilmore, and that was and he burnt Gilmore at times. So that was impressive. But where you at on that? Colin, obviously a huge statement right there. Where you at on that, Rob?
I mean, he's a fine quarterback. There's a reason why he's never gotten an MVP vote. I don't think that that's like because – and maybe it's partly because of the way they used him more than anything. Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
There was a lot of times where there's a lot of dinking and dunking and not. I always go back to that playoff game against the Cowboys where for 3 quarters he didn't do anything because they wouldn't let him really do anything. And they've put him in a game manager kind of situation. That's why when he's, you know, people can look now at the first 2 games and go, oh, I can't believe he's never been an MVP. Well, yes, you can if you really take a look
right,
at it.
Right.
And to look at the way, I'm not talking about his ability, Chris. I'm talking about how he's been used.
Well, the way they use him. You hit it on the head, Rob. And we said it last week talking about whether or not he's underrated. It appears he's underrated by his own coach. Because Pete Carroll does not – that was the whole thing, right? Let Russell cook. What was that saying? Let him throw the rock. And not just when you're down in the fourth quarter. Let him throw the rock. Even yesterday, he only threw it 28 times. Now, he made the most out of those 28 attempts with five touchdowns.
I don't know if it was his call or Pete Carroll or whoever, Chris, but – the problem I have with Russell Wilson, yesterday they almost gave up. He played a great game. Still almost gave up the game on a 3rd-and-1 where obviously you run the football. Not only, Chris, could you have picked up the first down and ended the game essentially, but even if you don't, you might run off another 40 seconds off the clock, right, by running
right.
the football.
Right.
Instead, they go for it. Do you remember the pass down the right side?
Yep. Yeah,
like I just didn't get that. I maybe it's the element of surprise. Everybody thinks you're running, Chris, and you do that, but it was so dangerous, and it almost cost them the game, almost like the way when they lost the Super Bowl.
Right, it wasn't the first time.
Right, I mean, Chris, right. You got the best beast mode at that time. Was the best running back in the league. He had rushed for over 110 yards in that Super Bowl game. And you had enough time on the clock to run 2 rushing plays to pick up 1.5 yards and win the Super Bowl. And they wound up having Russell throw the ball in a tight spot. You know how it is in the end zone. It's crowded,
yep.
right, when you're that
yep.
close. It just is. The ball can be tipped, intercepted, whatever. And the reason that I think, you know, and I'm not blaming it all on him, but that second Super Bowl with that defense would have – put him in a different class, and that one pass is unbelievable why I think people look at him differently than maybe they would have, Chris, had they won that Super Bowl.
Well, you definitely – I don't think, at least with me, I guess I can only speak for myself, I don't hold that. Like, obviously, it was a bad mistake. I mean, and it was a great defensive play. But still, it's on him and it's on Pete Carroll. Pete Carroll for calling the play, Russell for throwing the interception. Whether it was great defensive play or not, it's on
still
him.
Just, exactly.
So, and you're even absolutely right. Yeah. If he gets two Super Bowls.
I'm serious. With that Legion of Boom.
Different. There's no doubt. I mean, it just puts you in a different stratosphere. Like, we've talked about Aaron Rodgers. As great as he is, he's got one Super Bowl. And so, if Russell has two Super Bowls at this point, and he's doing what he's doing right now, oh, it's an entirely different conversation. However, I don't hold that against him. You know what I mean? I don't look at him like, wow, he blew that Super Bowl. I recognize, well, he's got one instead of two, and he really could have had two. But I think, Rob, here, I'm not going to go as far as Colin. I get where he's coming from. Mahomes has a better coach, I believe, in Andy Reid, and obviously more weapons.
Lamar's got a system. I don't think Pete Carroll's a good coach.
Right. Well, I was going to say, Lamar's got a system built around him. And yeah, Pete Carroll, Rob, here he is. 6 years in the NFL coaching without Russell Wilson. He's had two winning seasons in those 6 years. Since Russ, he's had a winning season every time, and that's like 8 years or something like that. And so that, I agree with you. That track record, but also the eye test, Rob. And like I said, he doesn't let Russ cook for the most part. At times he does, but for the most part he doesn't.
If you go back, if you're a Seattle fan or you watch that playoff game against that, I'm serious. Chris, I think we were watching that game somewhere. Weren't we together watching that game?
I think so.
At a sports bar somewhere in the good old days when we could do that. But I just remember going, like, why aren't they letting him throw? Do you remember? Yep. Like, what is this? I don't understand. Like, he's a decoy or something. And then Dallas got ahead by a touchdown or so or 10 points. And then all of a sudden it was like, okay, throw the ball.
Now we got to do it. Yep.
And then he came back and he threw a touchdown, but it was too late to try to get them to where they are. So it very, very strange. He's a talented guy, obviously. But I don't know if he's the best player, quarterback in the league.
Well, Rob, honestly, what it reminds me of, they're different style of players, no question about it. But I feel like they're wasting him like they wasted Aaron Rodgers or have to this point, I think, wasted Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay. Like, and when I say wasted, I mean I feel like they're content to have gotten their Super Bowl win and be a legitimate contender and competitive basically in the playoffs every year, and they're not going the extra mile to help him out and create a Super Bowl champion or maybe a dynasty. I don't see them going the extra mile. And obviously that was the case with Aaron Rodgers for so long. And I just think that's the wrong approach. I know a city like Seattle, you got your one Super Bowl. The fans are grateful. They love you. You know, as long as you're pretty good and relevant, they're going to be there every week. But I just think it's the wrong approach. And I think they're wasting his talent. They should get themselves in position to win another Super Bowl. And look, we'll see if they do it this year. They look awfully good so far. But I think it's similar to what's going on with Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay, or at least, you know, until the last couple years. All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Here's the question, folks. Is Russell Wilson the best player in the NFL? And are Pete Carroll and the Seahawks wasting his talents in some ways? 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple. But first, check this out.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, on a Magic City Monday. We're brought to you by Blue Emu. Now, check this out. Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief works fast and you won't stink. That's one of the great things about it. Pharmacists recommended odor-free pain relief for muscle pain, backache, strains, sprains, even arthritis. And nobody, including yourself, will know that it's on, at least not by smelling it. You'll feel the relief. You'll feel the pleasure and the pain gone. There's no stinging. There's no burning. It's just simple pain relief. Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief. It works fast, and you will not stink. All right. 877-99 on Fox. Colin Cowherd made a bold statement calling Russell Wilson the best player in the NFL. Where you at on that? And is Pete Carroll and the Seahawks organization wasting Russell's prime, kind of like the Packers did with Aaron Rodgers? 877-99 on Fox. Let's hear what you got to say.
Crank in D.C., you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Crank?
Hey, what's up, fellas? A pleasure to talk to y'all, man. Listen, I don't think that Russell is the best player in the NFL. I do, however, think that he's the best quarterback in the NFC by far. That's including Aaron Rodgers. I think Aaron Rodgers, he's good, but I just think it's a lot of hype train behind this dude. Wilson does a lot more with a lot less, considering I think Adams is one of the best wide receivers in the NFL. Now, as far as are they wasting Russell's talent, I think they were, but I think adding DK Metcalf, that boy is a monster, man.
He looked good yesterday.
Yeah, I think they're trying to make up for it. And the crazy thing about it is, you know, DK, he was kind of a question mark going into the draft because, you know, all he did was run a 9 route, and, it was kind of hard to say he was injured a lot, but the man looks like the truth. I just think it was a perfect situation. So I think Pete Carroll did waste a lot of his prime, but they're making up for it by adding that monster in DK Metcalf, man. And congratulations
all right,
on the show, fellas.
Yeah. Thank you,
all
buddy. Right. Appreciate you in D.C., Alex in Oregon, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Alex?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing good.
Great, man. How are you?
Good. I'm good. Thanks. It's nice to hear you now that I'm driving to work again. I get to catch you on my way home. But hey,
appreciate
Russell Wilson, and yeah, it's a good listen. It reminds me a little bit of Elway in the 80s with Dan Reeves coaching him. And, it was three quarters, run, 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 punt.
Yep.
And then, we're down 10 in the fourth
yep.
quarter starts. Come on, John, pull it out for us.
Right.
But hopefully –
That's a good call.
Hopefully Pete Carroll's figured it out, and they're going to open it up a little bit more. They did a little bit last year and looking good for the Seahawks so far this year.
No, that is great, Alex.
Yeah, that's a good
comparison, right?
Yep.
Comparison to
there's some similarities
guys,
there.
Yeah,
you
to,
know?
To bail you out at the end.
The way they play.
Right. And it just doesn't make any sense. Russell Wilson, I'm not saying he should throw on every down, Chris, but he should throw more than he was throwing. That's for sure. Nick in Syracuse, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Nick?
Fellas, what's up, babe? I'm going to make a quick statement for you, Rob and Chris, just to let you know what's going on. I'm going to give an example from two examples from yesterday's game why that man's the best player in the league. Did you see that dime he threw to DJ Metcalf while Gilmore's right on him?
Yep.
No quarterback in the league is going to throw that ball to the tee, to the spot like he did. And number two, there's not going to be a team in this league this year that plays the Patriots that are going to put up 35 points on Bill Belichick's defense. And they still almost lost. And on top of that, the only more wasted talent in this league is my boy, damn, Carson Wentz and the Eagle lineup than these Seattle Seahawks.
All right. He had his take there from Syracuse.
Yes, he did.
And it hasn't even started snowing there, right? I mean, he's hot.
It's about to snow. Trust me.
It is. You know, upstate New York, man. Right. I don't know how people live up there. Sorry. The weather's bad, Chris. You know that, upstate New York.
Look, you know I lived in Syracuse for a year and a half.
How much snow did you get?
We get over, 120 inches a winter.
Right.
There were days, this is no exaggeration, there were days we got 36 inches of snow.
Oh, my God.
In one day. I'm serious. Like, it was crazy.
Right. No, upstate New York, Syracuse,
yeah.
Buffalo, those places are just Rochester, Chris, those spots
yep.
are just too much.
Yep.
Here's a guy never worries about snow. Sean in Sacramento. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. And, Sean, I need to get up to Sacramento. One of my good friends, Tom, lives up there with his wife, Lucina, and they always take me to the best Mexican restaurants in Sacramento.
Man, come visit all three of us while you up here, brother. Come on, huh?
I'm serious. I got to get up there.
Yeah, I haven't been to Sacramento in ages.
Hey, man, ages. The only thing better than the weather out here, Chris, is a lady. So I know Uncle Rob trying to get it here out here as soon as possible, man. Something in every flavor, baby.
Do I need to bring dollar bills or no? I do a credit card.
Look at you. Those are the only women he thinks about. Hey,
bring
about
dollar
now.
Bills,
see?
Bring fives, bring tens, bring 20s. You know the price
just
of living going up here, man.
Just good conversation, you know, all
you
that.
Can have
you don't
conversation
want none of that.
Too. I'm just saying. Oh,
just throw in the beat and shake it.
All right.
Hey, on a Magic City Monday, that's the only thing you need to do, baby.
Don't get yourself in trouble.
Real quick,
Sean.
My tech,
you
real quick.
You know your girl listening. You better
that's right.
Out.
Be careful.
Oh, man, that's the only reason why I could talk like that. She know I ain't going nowhere. I'm locked down for life around here, man.
That's what's up.
Real quick, man. My take, real quick, man, is there's no denying Russ is the best player in the NFL right now. Not only is he doing it with a bunch of no-name
right,
people
okay,
on that offense
ask you
outside
this,
of DK
Sean,
Metcalf.
Not to cut you off. But you said right now, are you meaning these first 2 weeks? Yeah, no doubt he's the MVP right now. But are or do you mean, you know, over the last few years?
A couple right now. This is a worldwide, like right now in the NFL for the last 2.5 years,
okay.
I'd say.
Okay.
Because not only are you doing it with a bunch of third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh round picks outside of DK Metcalf, but he's doing it with a terrible offensive line, a constantly depleted defense. Will they lose two more players this weekend? And he's doing it with sometimes a hapless coaching staff when Pete Carroll is over here making them launch 15-yard plays when they went down third on one. Come on now. And then the last point I want to make real quick, man, is how can you say they're wasting his talents? I don't feel like they're wasting his talents at all. You got to put some of that on Russell. When you want to be the highest paid quarterback in the NFL, you leave the cupboard bare, baby. Ask Tom Brady about that. So sometimes you got to make do with what you got because you're taking the biggest piece of the pie.
All right. That's a good call from our man, Sean.
On Chris's narrative, so maybe that's why he didn't have the players, you know, the other people. So, but they got to two Super Bowls. They only won one, but they had a chance. I mean,
he needs more.
Yeah,
he needs more.
That
would have
been definitely a feather in his cap.
All right, Cam Newton's looked great through the first two games, but is he the quarterback of the future in New England? Hall of Fame defensive back Rod Woodson has the answer next. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It's our man, the Super Bowl champion, the Hall of Fame defensive back, the epitome of this theme song, Shaft, our man, Rod Woodson. What's up, brother?
What's going on, my brother? Another mother.
What's
See,
up,
you
Rod?
Need to take me on the road when you speak, Rod. I give you an introduction like this every time you speak somewhere.
Look at that,
man!
Unbelievable.
I like that introduction, bro. I like that. You know what you guys should do, man? You guys should come to my crib and do your show from my theater room, and we can just do it easy, and we can be watching Monday Night Football.
Hey, that would be fun. I like that.
If we ever get back there, Rod,
in 3 years
for sure,
when we're able,
yeah, I know, right?
We will be there.
We'll be on retirement by that time. By the time we get back,
Rod, let's get right into it. I mean, there's so many storylines now around the league that are hot. But I was one, and I think I may have even brought this up with you months before Cam, you know, went to New England. But I always thought it'd be a great fit. You know, and I heard the insider saying, no, New England's not interested. Obviously, they went ahead and signed
there
him.
There were people who said he wasn't going to make the team, Chris.
Yeah,
remember
right,
that?
Which
we
is,
argued with him.
Right. But have you been as impressed with Cam as we have? And, you know, what do you think the future holds for them this season? And then even, you know, could Cam end up being their quarterback for the next 4 or 5 years?
Well, I mean, you know, they could have won that game against Seattle.
Yep.
You know, they played well enough to do that. Cam played well enough. And the one thing I really like about Cam and what he's done so far this year is that he's thrown the ball extremely well down the field. I mean, you know, Edelman really doesn't go down the field, and he threw three deep balls to him. And two of them were really nice passes.
Yep.
You know, he just seems like he's more under control throwing the ball. It's like his feet are planted. His shoulders are, you know, turning toward the target. He looks better as a quarterback. We know he can run. We know, you know, I didn't like that last play that they ran. to score.
Should he have gone outside? Is that just, you know, it's easy for us to say, but.
I just wouldn't have gotten to their 22 package or 23 package, and the defense stayed in their goal line package. And all you got to have, all you got to really do in that situation is have one guy get penetration. And that's all they had. They had one guy get penetration and it stopped the run. And, you know, I would have liked to see them put, you know, spread them out, get the three receivers, spread them out, let them run routes. And Cam has a run pass option, but now you don't have all 11 guys in the box. You know, I didn't like that play call. Could he bounce it out? Maybe. But I think he's played really good football for him. Nobody thought he was going to look this good. You know, he's a playmaker. The only question I have in the long haul thing is, can he run like he did the first game? Can he run for 15 times in a game? Which, you know, I just don't think his body can hold up. But, man, he sure threw that ball extremely well, you know, yesterday. And unfortunately, in the loss.
Rod, I'm calling it one of the biggest chokes I've ever seen in pro football with what happened with the Falcons and the Dallas Cowboys. My question to you is, why did they allow Dan Quinn to get on the plane and come back home after that game? And I know he's been a coach. This is only his sixth year. They've been to the playoffs twice. They made it to the Super Bowl. But he now has two of the most ridiculous choke jobs I've ever seen. And this one, to me, had coaching had to do with it. I mean, what did you see?
I don't get it where, okay, teams come back. I don't see teams, you know, come back like that before. It's very rare in the National Football League. But, okay, even let's say they're down by two. They get to the, you know, obviously they get to their onside kick, and he does something that's not normal. But you have three, four defenders that are watching the ball twirl around in front of them at the 6-yard mark,
right,
the 7-yard mark, yeah, the 8-yard mark, and none of them in their right mind says, oh, you know what, I'm going to jump on this before it gets to the 10. And then you slide and cradle the ball because it was just spinning. It wasn't bouncing. It was just spinning.
Right.
And you slide and cradle the ball, and the game's over. But you let it go to 7, 8, 9, and then it hits 10, and they jump on it. Like, that to me is just absolutely ridiculous. That's poor play and poor recognition by players in the National Football League who get paid – to know the rules and get paid to have better sense than that.
Rod, a lot of injuries yesterday and some heartbreaking. I mean, Saquon Barkley out for the year. Few guys, Nick Bosa, it looks like it's an ACL. You know, some other big names too, even Garoppolo, who won't, you know, ankle, be out a few weeks. A lot of people are saying this is because there was no preseason. Personally, I think, I don't know if it's the preseason games, because obviously the starters don't play a lot in those, but I just feel like there wasn't enough practice. And then even the nature of the practices, you're not hitting, you're not getting into it like you used to. What do you think is the reason for these injuries? Is it just happenstance, or is there, you know, something going on why these injuries are happening?
Well, first of all, you know, they don't practice like we used to practice, right? That's the first thing. Secondly, You know, go back to 2011 when the holdout was in place. You know, they came back into play, and they still had training camp, and I think they had, I don't know if they had two preseason games, something like that, or maybe all of them. But here you don't have any preseason games, no training. I mean, you have training camp, but it's not the same. You have no off season. And think about the previous years. They have OTA one. You know, phase one, you have OTA phase two, you have OTAs phase three, then you have mini camp, then you take a month break, and then you come back in training camp, and you got like a 17-day to 20-day training camp. And then you got four preseason games. So your body's like getting in shape to what you're going to do, what the rigors are for, you know, throughout the whole season. And you didn't have that this year. And I think just the vast majority of injuries, is it because of that? I'm not sure. But, you know, to see Barkley with an ACL, to see Bosa with an ACL, to see Barr with a pec, You know, to see Sutton, you know, there's so many injuries across the playing surface is that these guys are young. You know, fortunately enough, I went through the same thing, so I know they can come back from it. Just unfortunate it had to happen so early in the season.
Rod, we saw Green Bay beat up on the Detroit Lions, and the Packers are averaging 42.5 points the first two games. But I want to ask you about the Lions. They lost their 11th in a row. Matt Patricia, you know, is the coach there. Bill Belichick, disciple. What should happen in Detroit? It just seemed like this thing has never gotten started. He's now 9-24-1. And they couldn't wait to get rid of Jim Caldwell because they remember the GM, Bob Quinn, said 9-7 in the playoffs wasn't good enough for the Lions.
Right. Well, we're not even going to go there why they did that because that's a different issue that we're fighting still today.
Yes.
You know, I think the worst team in the National Football League is the New York Giants – or, excuse me, the New York Jets. The Jets are the worst team in the National Football League because at least the – at least the Lions give you some play and some fight. You know. Obviously, we know at the end of the year, Patricia probably won't be back as the head coach with the Lions. I'm pretty sure if they're doing the right thing with the Jets, Gates is not going to be back with the Jets. You know, so we know that those are great possibilities already in the National Football League. And it's unfortunate because the Lions have some players. You know, they got players, and they fight, but they just never kind of get it all together. And then when I look at, you know, when I especially look at some of the stuff they do on defense, and I know they got a new defense coordinator, and I like Corey, but some of the stuff they ask their players to do and to how they isolate their guys in one-on-ones, and they don't give any help when they get stacked positions or bunch positions with three receivers – It's unfair to the defensive player because the offensive players have them at their mercy. So I think there's going to be some changes there, you know. And you know, I feel for those coaches because hey, I've been fired twice in my you know 4 years of coaching. So you know, I don't want to see coaches get fired like that.
Well, we'll all never right, fire you from the Odd Couple, Rod.
That's right, you're our guy.
I know that was a little mushy and syrupy, but you know. It's the truth.
Hey, man, you my brother from another mother, man. I love being on with you guys.
That's our man, the Hall of Famer, Rod Woodson. All right, brother, thanks, man.
All right, I'll talk to you guys.
Yep, see you. All right, it's the hottest radio game show in the country. Sources say it's next. It's the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Bro.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We brought to you by AutoZone. AutoZone is America's number one battery destination. No matter what battery problems you're dealing with, you can find your battery solution at AutoZone. So next time you're having starting trouble, start at AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. And I'm telling y'all, they got them on like every corner. So get in the zone, AutoZone. It's time. What sources say.
Check, check, check. Everybody hear me?
My sources say these two have been covering sports for nearly three decades apiece.
I will say this.
Let's put the Big J journalist to the test. It's Sources Say.
Yes, sir. It is Sources Say, the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio, the segment where we put Chris and Rob's journalism experience to the test to see if they can tell the difference between a good
source. Think of a year.
And a bad source. No, I'm watching the Monday Night Football game. Raiders down 10-0.
I'm surprised you're still watching. Your boys are in trouble.
No, it's okay. It's still early. You know, Derek Carr's a comeback quarterback. We all know
this. Yeah, right. Yeah, right.
Alvin Kamara had the 1 yard touchdown run to put
10-0. They just started the game. My goodness.
It's about to get out of hand quickly.
I will cut
at
your mics.
At this rate,
I will
this
cut
is,
them.
They're on pace to be 50-0.
Oh, wow.
You know, I mean, that's literally.
Go ahead, Rob G. Go ahead. Don't let them rain on your parade.
I don't trust your math anyways. All right. Here we go. Sources say, also known as the Rob Parker Invitational because he always wins.
I won the last 2 weeks. Yeah. What are you talking about?
All right. My sources say, gentlemen, that Hugh Jackson, friend of the show, was trending earlier this week after he was paid to rap the lyrics to Cardi B's song WAP. Which is basic on Cameo,
really?
Which is basically a song about the power of the female genitalia. Rob, my source is good.
I just can't. I you know, I mean, it sounds like a good story. I'm going to say no.
God. It sounds so crazy. I can't imagine you making that up. I'm going to go true. Wow. So, I mean, is every single bar dirty?
I've seen the like video 70% of it.
Wow. So he didn't rap a dirty part.
No, he rapped the radio edit version.
Whatever,
of it,
whatever clean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
I like how Rob's like, it sounds like a good story. All right, here we go. Story number two. Speaking of trending, The Rock. He was also trending this week after he literally ripped a wrought iron gate off of his brick wall because it would not automatically open. He was running late for work, so he just tore it off the hinges. Chris, you're winning. Our source is good.
Wow. The Rock. True.
It happened, but it wasn't The Rock. False.
Bro. Wow. Get the music ready, Alex. It's about to be on.
We got plenty of time. We got plenty of time.
This is to turn into the Chris Broussard Invitational.
All right, Chris Broussard, 2-0.
You know what he has to feel good about? When you're 9-1 on your football pick.
Stop. Stop.
He needs something.
Don't let me start calling out your so-called division winners.
No.
All right, guys.
On this radio show, the only ones that matter, I'm 9-1. Remember that.
Yeah, all right.
My sources say that Colts linebacker Darius Leonard temporarily lost his wedding ring after he gave a fan his pair of game-worn gloves, and the ring got stuck inside. Thankfully, the fan returned it later. Chris, you're up 2-0. What are my sources? Good.
Gosh. I think that's true.
False.
Yes! The champ is here! The champ is here!
Rob G, I don't
the
I don't
champ
know,
is
wh-
here!
What are you doing?
What like, are you doing?
No, what
That's
are you
the
doing,
question.
Rob G? Every answer last week was the same and every answer this week.
We've only got through three. I got time for like three more.
Do
bro.
We,
Chris,
do we
like,
even need
nah,
to
we
continue?
Going.
No, we could quit.
Throw the music on and listen. How much time we got left?
The champ
Rob Parker, sing it with me, Rob. It'll feel better if you just get the groove. Let it
better.
Go.
I'm already good.
Get the
bone
I'm out
your back. I'm 9-1 in the NFL
as the old folks used to say.
And I won all last year. I'm good.
The champ is here.
I might just drop a hot 16.
The champ is
I might. Rob, give me. You into it? Let me turn on the Zoom and see what you're looking like. He's left. Where's Rob Parker? You couldn't handle it? Oh, man. Did I make you feel bad? I made him feel bad. I talked too much junk. The champ is here. I own sources say. I own sources say, and like Ali said, we don't get it on because we don't get along. It's the I couple, Chris Broussard in the building. Rob Parker went to get some salad, cheese, and a piece of bologna. That's no bologna. That's what he eats on his little diet he's on. All right, Alex, I might drop a hot 16.
Give me a TB.
Keep the beat going. Yo, here we go. Yo,